Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. It's been another banner week here at the farm.
I'm not going to say amazing. Oh, I just did. Wait a minute. It has been incredible.
It really has.
And we are so grateful. And every week, I mean, the week before we thought, oh my gosh, that was an incredible week. And it was. This week may have even been bigger.
It was. I know, at least in the kitchen and baking, that was overwhelming in a good way. We had 80 bags of scones out the door this past weekend.
The last time that we baked 80 bags of scones in a weekend was at our fall festival, which was the biggest we'd ever done.
Right.
And that was a big festival. You know, we thought we would probably have a good response to that. But this week was unbelievable.
It really was. And we ended up throwing in some extra flavors for a special order.
Yeah, I think you ended up, we started with what, 4 or 5 flavors and you did 9?
Yeah, it just kept growing.
Yeah,
it and did. Growing and growing.
And you kept upping the amount of what you would bake online because we were selling out. And it just got to the point where we finally had to just say, that's all the two of us can manage.
Right. And it really does take both of us to produce scones. We have our roles that we work together and each of us do a piece of that production.
I don't touch the food. Well, I guess I package it, but...
Well, but yeah, you have on a food safe glove when you do that.
Well, of course, and my hat.
Yes, so we
do. Yeah, I do all that. But
we do practice.
Yeah,
good,
you don't want me baking scones.
Kitchen etiquette.
Of course, we do.
But it was awesome, and it really does take both of us.
It does, and I don't know how many hours we were in the kitchen this week, but enough that I still feel it. This is Sunday,
right?
And I'm still feeling it in my legs, and I couldn't be happier.
I know, that's the thing is, it's tiring, but I love baking scones. I really do.
And I love making people happy. And I don't know. I hope everyone received what they ordered because, you know, it kind of looks pretty chaotic if you would happen to stop by in the middle of us doing this because, you know, it takes a lot of counter space and we had to end up adding an extra leaf in the table just to keep orders separate and accurate, hopefully.
Right. Yeah, I guess we assume. It seems from the feedback that everybody did get the order and the flavors.
I hope so.
And we hope to meet everyone's needs and expectations in that way. I'm a little distracted because there's a honeybee behind me. Not the buzzing around kind, but the yellow furry honeybee kind.
Yeah, I'm not sure what she's doing, but she's sitting in the chair at the sewing machine like she's going to make cat toys.
I bet she will.
So that would be good because we had a run on cat toys too.
And we even made more this week.
We did, yeah. I think we made, I don't know, a bunch more.
Right.
We spent a day... where we, about half the day, where we made cat toys, and we've sold a lot of those already.
Which is wonderful, because cats need Christmas presents, too.
Of course, yeah. Our cats are pretty spoiled.
They are. We really, thinking about making the cat toys and all of that, we really got a lot done this week.
We did, yeah. It's been a busy week, a good one, and... because we had such great sales. I don't know how many orders you mailed out.
Oh, that was the other thing.
Oh, my gosh.
We were, you would
you had,
go
you had an
fill
overflow
them.
Even.
Yes, and then I would pack them and get them out in the mailbox. And, yeah, I forgot already about how many orders we mailed out.
Oh, my gosh. All over again, all over the United States. I know we sent some to Texas and Colorado this week. I don't even know where all, but every day I would get the orders packed or get them ready and at least pull everything that people had ordered for online. You would get them packed and ready to ship. And you were taking armloads out every day.
I was.
It was great.
I filled up the mailbox, and I think our mailman's pretty glad that we got a new big giant mailbox for him to pick up from.
Yeah, I'm glad too, because we were making a lot of trips to the post office, but nothing like this.
Right. And one person did actually order something to be shipped to someone else
as a gift.
That
was very cool.
I love that. And we can still do that. We don't particularly have a shipping deadline. We do turn those around and have them packed generally next day, if not same day, depending on what time of day the order comes in and whether our mailman has been passed already. But we can ship orders now. How fast they go once they get in the hands of the post office, I can't guarantee.
Yeah, and we're getting the week before Christmas, we're getting close to that. So I would recommend that if you have something you want before Christmas, you might want to order early this week, because we get to it pretty quickly, really. Usually within the next day, it's in the mail. But yeah, from there, I don't know what happens.
Right. But we are still available to do that. And even though we're going to really close down the baking and some of the extra things during the months of January and February, we could still ship out soaps and balms.
Oh, sure. Yeah. If there's birthdays or other celebrations, or you want to treat yourself to a shampoo bar, or your cat may need a catnip toy.
Right. If they didn't get everything,
you know, there's that need
in their stocking that they wanted.
Yes.
So, yes, we will still do that even when we are closed on site. So don't forget about that. We have a lot of things planned in our heads that we are going to do during this time off to improve our farm.
Yeah, well, both inside our home, and also we've got a few little things that we want to do to the Merc. And you gave me a really cool plan yesterday that I'm totally excited about.
I am drawing and planning to build something. I don't know. Should we tell or should it be a surprise?
Oh, I think we should tell, because then you have to do it. See?
I see. We have been talking for some time about your need for a potting shed.
And it's definitely a need.
It really is.
Yes, it is. You probably need me to be in the potting shed.
I mean, there's that.
That's probably some of it.
I do have a little extra motivation here. But we've looked around in the yard, and we've measured, and we've planned, and we've talked about proximity to your other garden areas and what you need in a potting shed. And you know how sometimes things come to you in the shower? That's what hit me.
Ouch.
Well,
a potting shed hit you?
Okay, not. Let me rephrase.
Okay, you know, I'm very literal in my thinking.
Wow, that was very literal.
I know.
I had an idea, an inspiration
while
in the shower, and started sketching that out. And I went out and measured the location and ran this idea past you. And I think you approve.
I did, because the place where you suggested that we build this potting shed, I've been checking it. You know, I'm kind of a freak about temperature and, you know, weather things. And I've noticed that this area is like a microclimate.
Yes.
And it's significantly warmer and things grow longer in this area. And, you know, we're going to rework, I think, some of the garden beds. We've got a long-term plan on that to get some of the stuff raised out of the garden. So, I think that you kind of took all those ideas and have a really cool plan that I'm excited about.
Over the next few weeks, I will be drawing out some more details on that plan and the specifications for that, doing some additional measuring. And I think it's one of those things, as most of you probably know, we are very much do-it-yourselfers.
That's right. We do as much as we can.
And this will be another one of those things that I think we can build as much of it ourselves as possible. And I know a couple of areas that will probably ask for some help, but I am planning to get you a really cool potting shed.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. And I'm excited about building and creating something new.
Yes.
And something useful. And again, another improvement on the farm that will free up some of the greenhouse space that I've been using for pots and soil. And so that means I can grow more plants.
Exactly. And I know you've already started receiving seeds towards your next year's garden.
Yeah, first round. I was so excited.
It is always a good thing to think about spring and summer and all of the really nice, delicious things that come out of the garden.
Yeah, we're still eating lettuce and spinach. And you just improved a couple of cold frames in the catnum. So we've been eating salad.
What are some of the other things that we have planned over this alleged time off? Yeah, although I don't think it's going to be time off, really.
Yeah, it's not really, but we have some home improvement projects we want to work on. Of course, I'll be seed starting in January. That's traditionally when I start it. So I know we've got a couple of other writing projects.
Yes.
Some we're going to collaborate on and some that you're working on.
So I'm pretty excited about that and the ability to both entertain and teach through writing and maybe do some additional baking experiments.
That's always good.
Yes. Speaking of baking, we do have one last weekend, the weekend of the 18th and 19th of December, that we will be open and offering English muffins.
Yes. Yeah, that's always really popular. And if our response this week is anything like it was last week, again, get an order in early because that's... I'm not sure that you can bake as many English muffins as you can scones because it's a lot longer process.
Right. English muffins are a yeasted dough, so they need time to rise, where scones are a quick bread and they rise in the oven, so much quicker as a quick bread.
Yes.
But I still love making English muffins also, and I can turn out a good number of those. So
yeah.
I'll put a link in the show notes if you would like to order some English muffins for pickup on Friday or a delivery within 15 miles of the farm on Saturday morning. Your order in.
Those freeze well too.
So they say. We usually just eat ours.
Yeah, ours don't last very long, but we don't. I mean, you might bake one batch for us.
Right.
Yeah, we don't eat them very often.
Right. So that is available this weekend, and that will be the last regular baking weekend for the season.
Yeah, until March.
Right.
And I think you probably might entertain the idea of some special orders during January and February. And we'll, of course, have all of our other products available online always. If you need last-minute stocking stuffers, or any kind of gifts, we have all kinds of great products still available. Shampoo bars, balms, cat toys, soaps, all kinds of stuff.
That's right. So that link will also be in the notes. You can get that. And we're not going away. You'll still hear us on the podcast. We'll keep doing that regularly and building new things.
Yeah, so no, you're not rid of us. We're just getting started.
Oh my.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.